All right. Question number two here. Hi, Tim. Your training calls are always right on the money. Thanks for the good advice and assistance presented with each call. I have a prospect who expressed interest, a brilliant exchange lead, in a home-based business, and I did not have the time to complete the call, i.e., when I contacted him and gave my introduction, he expressed interest but said that this wasn't a good time. As we were setting the follow-up appointment, he asked, as an afterthought, if the products were nutritional supplements. I answered too quickly, but said yes, they were. His response was, well, don't bother with the appointment. I'm not interested in supplements. Due to his urgent need to terminate the call, I politely terminated the call. However, I plan to call him back and apologize for not responding to his need. Since my job is to make other people's lives better, I was thinking about suggesting having a friend who is a competitor contact him. But now, I will change my approach. I will question him more, if he agrees, to find out what his need or want is. I know what he doesn't want, and I can offer him skincare or weight management from a product standpoint, but I believe his need is really to earn more income and get out of the rat race. But he doesn't want to sell supplements to do it. I would appreciate your thoughts on going back to him and complete the introduction and qualification steps, then see what it is that I can offer him to solve his problem. If I am correct in my assessment of his need, I can use my own story, which was after I saw the compensation plan and learned more about the business, I felt that I didn't care what the product was. This company and this product can meet my needs and wants. Of course, I have since become a solid believer and user of the products. Okay, this was sent in by Frank. Okay, now, oh boy, that oh, by the way question or as an afterthought question, those are killers, okay? What you can say instead, just in case any of you who are on the call happen to get one of those oh, by the ways or a type of a question like that, my answer to those oh, by the ways like that one would be, well, a lot of that depends on what your interests are, but let's talk later when we have the time and then reconfirm the close to action step. Okay, that would be the way that I handle those afterthought types of questions, because trust me, if they are trying to get off the phone because they're urgent, there is nothing that you can say that's going to intrigue them enough to go ahead and do the follow-up call, okay? Either they're going to or they're not. You do not try to put some little thing in there to tease them or snag their attention. I've just never found that to work when somebody is urgently trying to get off the phone. And so I just immediately will say, let's talk when we both have the time to.